Welcome to Symphony of Sound, where we're blending God's Word into the very rhythm of life. Today is Fifth Sunday, Stir Up the Gift Sunday. Whoop, whoop! And we are going to continue to lift up the name of Jesus through our creative, inspired gifts. This is your host, Linda C. Shaw, creative vocal entrepreneur and poetic lyricist of Symphony of Sound, ready to jump right into the pot and share the gifts and have a Holy Ghost good time. Music, drums, rhythm, and rhyme, poems, and prayers sets us up for a real good time. So I'm starting it right here, celebrating the one who administers every good and perfect gift. He's simply amazing. Our God is amazing. In a millisecond, he perceived. In an instant, God conceived. And in the twinkling of an eye, by his will, he achieved perfect balance in the rhythm of life. The creation of the universe, it's immense, perpetual, unimaginable, swirling, churning, spawning, cradling within its core incalculable power. That's our God. Molecules of life suspended in time. Simply amazing. Our God, he is amazing. As his hands form the earth, for inhabitants he would birth. The artist created various hues every day. Sunburst orange, emerald greens, and evanescent yet calming hues as he blew his breath of life. It caused the cataclysmic change. It gave birth to the soul. Yes, it did, with dominion for man to reign. Then he gave us free will, adorned with the mind of Christ, and the blessings of his favor crowned with a long, fruitful life, and we would possess the qualities of a saint bearing love, kindness, peace, patience imbued by faith, bestowing unmerited favor and undeserved grace. Oh, how great thou art! Lord, we praise you in this place, because you are simply amazing. Our God is amazing. Listen, he simultaneously knit us in our mother's womb as his majesty reverently rolled away the tomb, affirming eternal life to us, the heirs of Abraham. Those promises manifest in the rebirth of the sovereign Lamb. No good thing will he withhold from thee. Only omniscient can make that decree. You see, every one of our desires, more than we ask or think, he performs them in us. Hallelujah. And his timing, ha, it's in perfect sync, cause he's simply amazing. Our God, Jehovah Jireh, is amazing. You see his sigh, brought forth music. Hallelujah. This particular selection has just poured through my spirit and my soul, and I pray you got the truth of his word that was embedded in the rhyme. You can hear the full 7 minutes and 26 seconds by going to my website. More information at the end of this segment. This next selection comes from Pearl Clegg, an African-American playwright, essayist, novelist, poet and political activist. She is currently the playwright in residence at the Alliance Theater and at the Just Us Theater Company. Clegg is a political activist. She tackles issues at the core, at the crux of racism and sexism, and is known for her feminist views, particularly regarding her identity as an African American woman. Her book, We Speak Your Names, was a 2007 NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Literary Work. Her selection was chosen by a friend of mine, Jerry Steen, who is a member of Jack and Jill South Suburban Denver Chapter. I was asked to perform this particular selection for their 2022 Founders Day program. There are some very slight modifications that Jerry made, but since I am a mother and grandmother, I appreciate the addition to include children. We Speak Your Names. Because we are free women, born of free women, who are born of free women, back as far as time begins, we celebrate your freedom. Because we are wise women, born of wise women, who are born of wise women, we celebrate your wisdom. Because we are strong women, born of strong women who are born of strong women, we celebrate your strength. Because we are magical women, born of magical women who are born of magical women, we celebrate your magic. My sisters, we are gathered here to speak your name. We are here because, in a sense, we are your daughters seeking to arrive where you have already arrived, as surely as if you had conceived us, nurtured us, carried us in your wombs, and then sent us out into the world to make our mark with our children and see what we see and be what we be, but better, truer, deeper. Because of the shining example of your own incandescent lives. We are here to speak your names because we have enough sense to know that we did not spring full-blown from the forehead of Zeus or arrive on the scene like Topsy, our sister once removed, who somehow just growed. We know that we are walking in footprints made deep by the confident strides of women who parted the air before them like the forces of nature that you are. We are here to speak your names because you taught us that the search is always for the truth and that when people show us who they are, we should believe them. We are here because you taught us that sisters speak can continue to be our native tongue, no matter how many languages we learn as we move about as citizens of the world and of the ever-evolving universe. We are here to speak your names because of the way you made for us, because of the prayers you prayed for us. We are the ones you conjured up, hoping we would have strength enough and discipline enough and talent enough and nerve enough to step into the light when it turned in our direction and just smile a while. We, Jack and Jill Mothers, hope to make you proud because of all of our hard work combined with all of yours is part of something better, truer, deeper for our children, our families, our community, and our world. Something that lights the way ahead like a lamp unto our feet, as steady as the unforgettable beat of our collective heart. We speak your names. We speak your names. Now, I'm going to just tell you, for me, when I first read that, oh my God, something just leapt in my spirit. And it gave me the creative force to deliver it in a way that I trust your heart and your spirit received. Speak your name. Speak the names. Speak our names. Now, let's give it up for the drum master himself, Mr. Michael Jones, as he displays the gifts deposited into him, ha, on them drums. Let's add a little music with them drums. That was rich with a little Latin flavor. Those particular drums are called the cajon. Now, these are congas, and the master drummer shared with me that this is sort of like the traditional beat that is played during worship medleys. And so, we're going to round it off with my favorite drum, the djembe. It's just something about the rhythm and the cadence that speaks to my soul. Michael, for allowing God to stir up the gifts in you. It is always a pleasure to hear the rhythm and the sound of the drum. Thank you for joining me on Symphony of Sound, where we blend God's Word into the very rhythm of life. This is a listener-supported podcast, and if you have heard anything that has lifted your spirit, that has blessed your soul, or just had your toes tapping, your hands clapping, and you shouting out, "Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!" then please consider making a donation right here on Anchor FM. Or feel free to go to my website, www.lindacshaw.net. Click on the Praise Poet tab and purchase a download of my particular brand of praise. There are 15 selections for you to choose from, price ranging from 99 cents to $1.29, and four that are absolutely free. www.lindacshaw.net. I thank you so much for your support, but even more so for your love of Christ, your desire to know more of Him, to spend time with me as I celebrate our awesome, gracious, simply amazing God. I'll see you next Sunday, first Sunday, for the Creative Inspired Word. And stay tuned for June. We're mixing it up in June. Got some information that I want to share with you about an incredible organization called Sisters Enterprise, about an event that's coming up on Zoom, Random Acts of Kindness. Huh, don't that sound like Christ right there? Random Acts of Kindness. Oh yeah, we're going to have fun, we're going to have interviews, and I pray that you are blessed the entire month of June, the entire year, the rest of your life, from the word, the food, and the inspiration that you receive from Symphony of Sound. Have a stellar week. And remember, you, yes, you were loved into existence. And as we ponder the truth of those words, let us come together collectively in a silent prayer to remember those innocent, precious lives that were lost. And always remember that even when we do not understand, that our Father always has a plan. So let us stand in agreement that America, that the world will embrace the plan that God has during this day and this time. May God's comfort and peace abound in the lives of those families. Yea, even now, with bowed heads and broken hearts. To God be the glory forever and ever. Ashe and amen. Help us, Lord. Heal us, Lord. Comfort.